About the book interview to come, it helps to visualize the title graphically. It's a collection of palindromes called I Love Me Vol 1, a book of names and numbers and jokes and slogans and sayings that all read the same front to back and back to front. Michael Donner is the man consumed by these matters.
Palin means back or backwards, and drome means run or course. It's a Greek word, so it's something that runs backwards or on a backwards course.
Does a palindrome have to have a nice sort of literal meaning? I mean, it couldn't be just completely nonsensical.
Oh, it's best when it has a literal meaning or a meaning that's just so crazy or else poignant. Those are the best.
Now, cigar, question mark, toss it in a can. What? You can say this better. Say it for me.
Cigar, toss it in a can. It is so tragic. But sad Eva saved a stub.
I'll give you a definition and you can give me the palindrome. To televise or broadcast or publish or transmit in any way the Nielsen, as in television ratings, leader.
Emit, emir, primetime.
Okay. And where does this one come from? Elk City, Kansas is a snaky tickle.
That's one that I discovered myself when I was trying to make a palindrome for every state in the Union. Many resist being turned into palindromes.
You do, however, have a lot of town names and state names that are palindromes. Lynn, Illinois, for example, is one of them. Apollo, Pennsylvania. And I want to ask you about Ekalaka Lake?
That's right. There's a town in eastern Montana called Ekalaka. And if it had a lake, Ekalaka Lake would be such a lovely palindrome because you could say Ekalaka Lake and then you could say AKA Lake Ekalaka and you'd have another palindrome.
On the same page, you have a town in the Berkshires, Egremont?
Egremont.
Egremont.
Say it.
Yeah. Okay. Explain this. This has to do with the traffic there and the small two-lane roads.
Well, yes. Given the name Egremont, which is spelled E-G-R-E-M-O-N-T, it's almost unavoidable that you would say Egremont's a fast no-merge. And traffic in this lovely town does move right along without hardly a stop.
How do you escape? How do you get out of this world, you know, just to go through the regular part of your day, or can you?
Oh, this is something that's running through my mind all the time. Every time I see a sign, I read it backwards just about as soon as I read it forwards.
Really?
And see what's in it, yeah.
What is the most famous palindrome, the one that everybody seems to know?
I suppose it's able was I ere I saw Elba.
Right.
If not a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. That's pretty close, too.
Is radio in your book in any way?
Yell, avoid a radio valley.
So if you're traveling and you're trying to listen to the ball game and you want to make sure that you avoid a radio valley.
Well, the announcer should do that. If he senses that you're coming under a bridge, he should yell to avoid the radio valley on your behalf.
Michael Donner talking with us from New York. His collection of palindromes is called I Love Me Vol 1. That final citation once more, yell, avoid a radio valley.